Friday night lights are on and Fremont County is getting set for the sports weekend. Before the game start, there's always a kickoff show. Covering all sports in Fremont County, getting to know the schools, teams, coaches, and student athletes. This is the County 10 Kickoff Show on KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM. Now let's go to the studio. Here's your host, Wyatt Barichka.
It's officially summer, and when state tournaments begin for summer seasons, you know baseball in Wyoming is in its final stretch as we get set here for the County 10 Kickoff Show. Today, we'll talk with Alondra Robinson, who has been getting ready for the Eastern Shoshone Indian Days powwow in Fort Washakie. This year, they're bringing back the Indian Relay Races. We'll talk more about that after the break. I want to give a shout-out to the sponsors who have made this show possible. Some quick things to let you know what's going on for Fremont County. The Riverton Raiders are in Miles City for a baseball tournament. They'll look to play two teams today, three total so far. County 10 Twitter will have all the updates of all the games that the Raiders have been playing so far. County 10 News on Twitter. The Lander Lobos have their state tournament at home. County 10 is also providing those results. If you guys are not around to be able to get those updates. Also, if you want to check out anything going on with sports in Fremont County, county10.com. That is, again, county10.com for all of your local sports. We'll go ahead and step aside for a break. When we come back, we'll talk with Alondra Robinson. This is the County 10 Kickoff Show on KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM, streaming online at county10.com and keeping the community connected. Back after this. Back here on the County 10 Kickoff Show, I'm here with Alondra Robinson, who is in Fort Washakie, who's really organizing a big event here for the community. And how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
So for people in the community in Fremont County who really don't know what you do, just explain what you do for Fort Washakie. What do you do there, and what are you setting up this weekend too? Because it'd be a pretty busy weekend coming up.
Wyatt, there's so much going on that I am so excited. This is the week where it's just packed with people. So many people visiting Fort Washakie. Our Eastern Shoshone Entertainment Committee is organizing the 3-day Indian Days powwow. I'm the public relations director for the tribe, so I'm definitely following along with the committee, kind of checking out their latest on the grand entries, the special dances. So just to kind of give you a snapshot of what's going on, it kind of kicks off on Friday. And the grand entry on Friday is at 7 p.m. And that's right here in Fort Washakie at the powwow ground. So that's really exciting. But just to kind of really emphasize the Indian relay races that are going to be going on. Those are super fun, just crazy, crazy, thrilling bareback rides, as you can imagine. And there's definitely a little bit of everything for everyone in the family in all of these events. So the Indian Relay Races, those will be on Friday at 11 a.m. and then again Saturday at 11 a.m. There is a fee. There is an admission, but it's so worth it. It's so many teams that are coming around from all over the region here. There's a chief race, ladies race, kids pony relay, and then there's a ladies relay, and then finally a men's relay. So there's so much in prizes. There's buckles, jackets, horse blankets, and huge payouts. So we're definitely inviting everyone to come out and check that out. So if you don't get a chance to see it on Friday, you can check it out on Saturday. We hope to see everyone there. All this is really fun. The powwow is free. You know, you can come by as a spectator, take photos, join in. You can sign up to be in the hand game tournament. And then if you want to just come and have an Indian taco or something to eat, this is the place to do it for sure this weekend.
I want to get to the relay races, because we're going to be streaming those on our YouTube channel for you guys. And just, it's been a while, if I'm not mistaken, has it been a while since you guys have had a relay race here in Fort Washakie?
Yeah, the last one was in about 2019. So it was just a couple years ago, but this was something that used to happen every year. And it was a really big event. And so over the years, it kind of, stopped happening. Someone wasn't organizing it. It is something kind of big to organize and run. So luckily, Brandon this year thought, I'm going to do it. He wants to actually rebuild, as he was telling me yesterday, he wants to rebuild the Shoshone Rodeo Grounds just from the ground up, rebuild it, you know, the stands, the announcer's box. He would love to bring them back and have just a whole new facility there for these races. But the last time they happened was in 2019, and COVID definitely kind of put a halt on that. So we're excited to have them back this year.
Just talk about what fans and people who are attending this event will be able to see with these races. I know you were just kind of did a brief summary of it with just different divisions, but what, how many teams are going to be here? I know you said there were some people able to sign up late when we were meeting up the other day and looking at the fairgrounds. I mean, how many teams are we expecting with these races?
Yeah, you know, a lot of these teams are either local people that kind of gather, put a team together, or, you know, people here from Montana or Idaho. And the max right now, each race has a max, a number of teams. So as you can imagine, you probably don't want more than 10 teams on there, because if each team has three horses, that is a lot of horses right there on that track. And to transition so quickly, it's pretty tricky. But anyways, each race has its own max number of teams. So they are leaving the registration open. I believe they want to kind of push it to the day of, because there are other Indian relay races going on in the region. And so they want to give that opportunity for people that if they can just come and register, you know, the morning of, hopefully that's possible. And so they kind of don't want to turn people away. And so that may close the day of. But for example, the chief race, they have it capped at 10 teams. And with that, there's an imitation war bonnet required. So that's a really cool one that you see when the riders have the war bonnet. The men's relay, they have a maximum of 15 teams, but they limit 5 teams per heat. So that means there will be more than one heat for the relay, for the men's relay. So you'll be able to see, you know, it's a really quick race, but you'll be able to see it more than once. So that's pretty exciting.
Talk about the community support. Obviously, you mentioned COVID kind of had a little bit of an impact there for a little bit. But from previous history, just what has the community support been like for this event that you guys are hosting?
You know, it's been, I think people are getting really excited. They got really excited for all of this. And I think everyone did their part as far as wearing masks. For instance, we definitely are seeing a rise in cases for COVID around the country, specific regions, or even here in the state of Wyoming. So the Eastern Shoshone Tribal Health Department, we are offering free testing. People can come do a rapid test and they can learn information, you know, learn about getting vaccinated. So that's another resource that we offer here. And so we know that there are a lot of people coming in this week. And so we've prepared to make sure that everyone is ready, is safe. And everyone has been really great. They've been wearing their masks indoors, and it's really, people are really excited. And so they're doing their part, definitely, to keep these kind of events going.
And this is awesome. I'm really excited and forward to this weekend. Is there anything else that I've left out? Is there anything that you want to mention? And again, you mentioned you guys have social media. Where can they go? What's the page names for your social media platforms?
If anyone searches Eastern Shoshone Tribe on Facebook, there's also the Eastern Shoshone Tribe events, and that is a Facebook page run by the entertainment committee that organizes the powwow. Chief Washakie Messengers also has a Facebook page. All of the flyers, the dates, the times, any changes in times, all of that information is posted online. We also have our website, and that's easternshoshone.org. And then if all else fails and the internet's not working, just call 307-332-3532, and our gals will give you the rundown of all the great stuff going on.
Awesome. Alejandra, I appreciate you taking some time out of your day. I know you're super busy getting ready for this event, and I appreciate you taking some time here being on the County 10 Kickoff Show, and we look forward to what you guys do this weekend.
Thanks, Wyatt. It's going to be so much fun. We'll see you there, right?
Yep, I will be there. As Alejandra Robinson, we'll be back after this break.
Wrapping up the County 10 Kickoff Show, I want to thank Alondra for taking some time to be a part of the County 10 Kickoff Show. The Indian Relay races are Friday at 11 a.m. and Saturday also at 11 a.m. so you guys can catch all the races that are happening in Fort Washakie. The Lander Lobos are currently playing for their state title at home. Check out County 10 website for the schedule of the Lander games. Lander has two teams in the tournament. The Riverton Raiders are in Miles City. Again, County County 10 Twitter, County 10 News is where you can get all of the scores from the games. I want to thank you guys for tuning into this edition of the County 10 Kickoff Show. I'm your host, Wyatt Barichka. Have a great weekend. So long.